The High Court has ruled ACC was wrong to deny cover to a woman who died of a cancer caused by inhaling asbestos as a child. Deanna Trevathan would hug her electrician father when he got home from work, exposing her to the dangerous material on his clothing, and she would sometimes play at his work sites at a time when workplace asbestos levels were high. Ms. Trevathan died aged 45 in 2016. ACC had denied her cover, saying her cancer needed to be a result of her being exposed to asbestos while working. Her friends and family continued a legal battle to win her cover after her death. A short time ago, I spoke to Tom Linksey, a lawyer who represented the family.
We were contacted by Ms. Carver, so the estate of Ms. Trevathan, to establish really that what happened to Deanna was an accident within the law. So what we and what they hoped to achieve was to establish that when you are exposed to asbestos, not in the workplace, that it can be considered an accident.
And so for her family, do they get anything out of this decision apart from, I suppose, relief that it's been found that she would have qualified? Or is it for the future?
Certainly vindication for them. You know, they were very clear from the beginning that this was an accident and it should be regarded as such. They will get some entitlements, the estate, because there is now cover. But they were also interested in establishing a precedent for people in Deanna's situation, certainly.
Because there were two aspects to this, weren't there? One, that she wasn't at work, she was a child who was hugging her father and got it off his clothing, and also that she couldn't pinpoint exactly when she inhaled the asbestos fibres. And for a case like this, that obviously is never going to be possible.
That's right. I mean, that derives from the nature of the disease itself. It is a unique disease in that once you have a fatal exposure, whether there's been one exposure or three, you just can't pinpoint which one was causative, which, you know, is a problem for the law because you need to be able to prove that something has caused another thing. But it is a problem, but it derives from the disease.
And for people in the future, is it going to be specifically about asbestos, or does this court finding actually have implications for a much wider range of cases?
I think it will be fairly narrow. I think it probably only concerns mesothelioma because, well, there's no safe exposure that is known. So for another disease such as asbestosis, I mean, you need cumulative exposure. So it's not the same thing as exposure on a specific occasion. Whereas with mesothelioma, low levels of exposure can cause the disease. So I think it is fairly narrow in that regard.
And is one of the important things after this court case, I mean, Deanna's family went because they needed to privately fund the cancer drugs, such as Keytruda. Is that another aspect as to why it's so important that ACC now will have to look at accepting these claims?
I think it's very important. I think on the ground for people that are affected by this, because you have a long latency period and then it hits you very suddenly and your prognosis is very poor, you'll be forced out of work very quickly, and it will be important that those people be able to access treatment, which understandably may not be available through the public health system because it is a relatively rare disease.
And is there any sign of how quickly ACC will respond to this decision?
No sign. I mean, they'll just have to consider the judgment. There are statutory time limits within which they must appeal, but I suppose they'll just have to consider her honest judgment and make a call on that.
That was lawyer Tom Linksey.